Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Red Pill Diaries. I just came on the air just to let you know that we, meaning America, it's official. America's number one, no more. These are the official numbers. She has fallen from grace, and I don't understand why more people will not recognize this. I'm going to give you some facts. This will be a quick hit, quick video, and we're going to try to give you some information to run down the proof that America is no longer number one economically. It's over. I'm telling you, it's over. She has lost her position, and the numbers are staggering. First, what I want to do is I want to go back, okay? I want to go back in time, and I'm hoping that sometimes on StreamYard, you can't hear the audio from the videos from YouTube or something, but I still have to try to play this just so that I can to let you hear this. This was done 6 years ago, okay? And on my other show, my talk show, morning talk show, I've addressed this multiple times over multiple years, okay? But because we're just starting a YouTube channel, I'm going to reintroduce some material, and then I'm going to bring up some more up-to-date material to prove that it's official. We, meaning quote-unquote America, is number one. No more. Now, as we talk on these things, I want you to pay attention to something, okay? I want you to pay close attention to this clip here. I hope you pay close attention to this. And hopefully they will. I'm going to see if it's up all right. So if you don't get this, just stay tuned. If you can't hear the audio, just stay tuned and make sure you focus on the main part. China surpasses U.S. as world's largest economy. Now, look at the date on this, okay? This is very important. I want you to look at the date here, right in the bottom area, right close to where my finger is pointing to. This was reported by CBS News on October 9th, 2014. So this is about a 3 minute little clip about America's economy. I want you to pay close attention. I am just hoping that you can get this. If not, we may have to edit this and add this clip in later if I get a chance to. I'm really pushed for time, but I'm trying to get this out to you so that you can understand that we're on top of our business here and we bring to you facts. Turn the volume up a little bit. It's going to be loud for me, so I'm hoping it's loud for you to hear it, okay? So pay close attention to this. You see that? And I'm hoping that you hear this. I'm hoping that you're hearing this, and I'm hoping that you're hearing this very well. This was October 9th. 2014. And in dollar terms, they say America maintained that edge. But in purchasing power parity, this is the main instrument that assigns the strength of an economy used by all of the international organizations, including the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank. Okay? These were institutions led by the United States at one time. Okay? So knowing that from October 9th, 2014, we'll move it a little further, okay? So bear with me. We'll try to get this as much as possible. So bear with me. I want you to pay close attention to this. I'm going to bring this to the screen. And this, if you're paying attention, this says, right, China overtakes U.S. as world's largest economy. This was done in December 10th, 2014. Now remember, October 9th, 2014, and CBS announces it was a somber day for them. Because the reality is that China's economy was actually larger, but if you put it in dollar terms, which America controls the flow of dollars, of course, America's economy was larger than China. And they said, and investors and economists are saying, within a what? Decades time, the Chinese economy will eventually surpass the U.S. economy. That's very important for something I'm going to bring to you shortly, okay? So remember that part. They said within a decade's time, the Chinese economy will surely surpass the U.S. economy, right? So keep that in your noggin. Keep that in your mental Rolodex as we go forward, because later on, after I pull something out for you, I'm going to bring that point home, okay? So right now, I want you to listen closely to this here. Listen to what he just said. I will rewind that a little bit because there's something very important to what he says about China de-pegging the yuan or the renminbi away from the dollar, and it will give China the opportunity to truly surpass the United States, right, as an economic power. And I want you to remember what has been being reported over these last few weeks, how China's economic growth continues and how China is now moving away from a export economy to a consumption economy, domestic consumption, and how they're building a two-tier economy, and they are not swayed by the U.S. adjusting of its dollar. Okay, this is why the Chinese yuan has been gaining so much steam lately. I want you to pay close attention as I rewind that a little bit from Peter Schiff. Pay close attention to what he said, because this is one of the key things, too, that you need to be mindful of. China surpasses in goods and services and global trade. This was in 2014. This is very important, okay? Because if you understand this, this will give you an idea of why America is so hell-bent on waging an economic war and starting border wars on China's border, and tensions with Taiwan and tensions with Japan, and using the South China Sea as an instrument of containment with China, because she's losing all of her levels of power. Because in reality, China is a way bigger economy than the United States. But more will be said about this, but I want you to pay close attention to this video here, because we're going to get in some tangibles after the video, okay? So he touched on a lot of things, from the economy of the America relying so much on the generosity of everybody else in the international community, to her gun, her manufacturing sector, and no longer becoming a producer, you know, and to her relying solely on her dollar and producing nothing but debt. Now, with that said, he also talked about gold and how China, he said that China was moving towards gold and was going to de-peg the currency from the dollar, right? This is very important because, I'm going to bring something else up to speed for you. Give me a second, okay? I have to do these things because I want you to understand where we are in time and what is going on. This was supposed to be a 10-minute clip, but I have to get this out to you. I may cut it up into like three clips, or I might just put the whole thing out for you, but I want you to hear. Listen to this fool here. This is Larry Summers, a so-called economist, saying rising federal debt won't crash the dollar. Now, you just heard two videos, right? And you just heard what the people were saying about the debt and why China would move and buy more gold and collect more gold and how it would depeg itself from the dollar. See, the gold is the insurance policy for China, the gold and the silver. People say, well, why would China keep so much debt? They realize that America would never repay all that debt. But as a hedge against the loss, they have accumulated gold, massive amounts of gold and silver, massive amounts, right? And a lot of their holdings that you believe that are still in dollar holdings, they took the dollar holdings and invested it in intangible assets in this Belt and Road initiative that they have going all the way from Asia, right, to Europe and to Central Asia and to Africa and to the Middle East. This thing is huge. It is a mega project. And they're using some of their dollar holdings to fund it. It's not, they're just not sitting on the dollar, right? Like other people would have you believe, but no one takes time and think about that. But again, Mr. Larry Summer says, rising federal debt won't crash the U.S. dollar, right? But let's see something. We just heard Mr. Peter Schiff, right, about America's gutted industries and how she's taking on more and more debt and she's living above her means off the generosity of other nations. And soon that will come to an end. Now, I'm going to bring something else to you, okay? This goes in line with what Mr. Peter Schiff says about, and I'm trying to rush it, so brothers and sisters who are listening, please just be patient with me. I'm trying to rush this. So look at this. This was April 22nd, 2019. Grayer's a multi-billion dollar investment, he's over multi-billions of dollars in investing in gold and silver. At this time, he said, China's gold holdings exceed 30,000 tons. Do you know the ramification of that? Because China's official statement is that they hold between 2 and 4,000 tons of gold. Why would they not be telling the reality of the gold? It is a hedge against dollar collapse, economic fallout, right? And Mr. Grayer says, as the world edges closer to the next crisis, today the man who has become legendary for his prediction on QE and historic moves in currencies told King World News that China's gold holdings now exceed 30,000 tons. Egon von Grayer says this, gold is the ultimate insurance against a bankrupt financial system, a corrupt political system, and a rotten monetary system. But official propaganda combined with people's greed means that virtually nobody understands the necessity of insuring against these risks. So I stop right there because I want you to see the term. Mr. Peter Schiff has said it, not Peter Schiff, but Mr. I forget which investor said it, but they were talking about, I believe Peter Schiff was one of the guys who said it, but there was multiple investors who said that they have been estimating China's gold because China is not letting any of the gold that they mine come out. And they are also buying gold under China's official name. They're also buying it under a made-up name internationally, and they're buying it in Hong Kong. Through Hong Kong, and it is all ending up in the Chinese government coffers, right? As a hedge against the ultimate decline and fall of the dollar and an insurance policy against a worldwide global depression. Why is this very important, right? Why is this very important? It is because if you don't understand what is going on, remember we're in the midst of so-called COVID globally. And the economies are being ravaged. But the economies were not being ravaged because of COVID, contrary to what people are telling you. The economies are ravaged because of debt and because of malfeasance and ineptitude of leadership and greed and corruption. And because they won't do the right thing. Those in power long for power, and they will do anything to remain in power. So I'm going to bring something as we talk about this goal, right, there's something else that you should know. Let me bring this to your screen real quick. Okay, give me a second. Here we are right here. What is it? Is it coming up? Okay, IMLs, right there. Right there. So you should see this on your screen right here. Remember, goal is the ultimate hedge against ineptitude in government, corruption, greed, a corrupt political system, a corrupt economic system. This is what they're telling you, right? A currency decline or default, a national default, or a global pandemic or global economic meltdown, right? And in 2019, they were saying that China, some were saying the estimates were up above 40,000 tons of gold. So you have some saying 20, some saying 30, some saying above 40. But what we do know is that the 2,000, 3,000, or 4,000 that is officially stated by China is not true. And there's a reason. You have to understand, if China is openly misstating the amount of gold that they have accumulated, it is for a strategic and national security purpose, right? So on the screen right here, read it. It says, China to be the only economy with positive growth in 2020. I wonder, why is that? Why is that? You tell me. Because of the accumulation of gold, because of the industrial base. Listen, they have a strong manufacturing base, right? And because they are connecting themselves or disconnecting themselves from the Western financial order and how the Western world is doing business. And they are instituting a two-tier economic system, not a two-tier where you have this lower class of people and this higher class. They are instituting a economy that trades with the West and other nations, and an economy that is sovereign from that, that deals with the domestic demands of the Chinese people. I bet you didn't know that the Chinese have lifted more people out of poverty than any nation in the world. Bet you didn't know that, did you? Go Google it. Now, with that saying, this should say a lot to you. China to be the only economy with positive growth in 2020, says IMF report. It says, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. China continues to be the only economy in the world to show positive growth in 2020 as its GDP is predicted to expand 1.9% this year. Now, there was another writing that came right after this that says they are even predicting China's economy to expand upwards of 2.5 to 4.9%. And let's finish this. According to the latest economic outlook released by the International Monetary Fund on Tuesday, thanks to a faster than expected recovery. How did they recover so fast? Because they have an industrial base, a manufacturing base. They have a technological base. They have a medical base, right? They have a trade base outside of the dollar where they swap currencies and they trade in yuan. And they have silver and gold reserves unheard of. You understand? But this all leads to something else, to the heart of this, the heart of what we're saying, and we're going to get to it shortly. Just give me a few minutes, okay? It says, IMF chief economist Gita Gopinath said China was pulling up the global numbers, and without China, cumulative growth for 2020 and 2021 is negative. So America is no longer the center of the world, right? And I missed the paragraph, but we'll go up a little bit. Look, thanks to a faster than expected recovery, China's growth will accelerate, not pause, not idle, not stop, not even go in reverse, but it will accelerate to 8.2% next year, as if they never had a problem with coronavirus, as if they were unscathed by the economic turmoil and downturn that's going around globally. This is what the IMF said in its World Economic Outlook. But the heart of it, IMF chief economist Gita Gopinath said China was pulling up the global numbers. And without China, not without the United States, not without Britain, not without Europe, but without China, cumulative growth for 2020 and 2021 is negative. So that means if you take China out of the economic equation, the entire global outlook is negative. This is another reason why America and the so-called Five Eyes are really putting pressure on China. This is another reason. Because they haven't lived in the world recently in modern times where there was a non, and this is not racist, this is fact. There was a non-white nation that was the dominant nation economically. And they know with economics comes political clout. And with political clout comes military clout. And this is a threat to what they say, the international rules-based order. And all that is a euphemism for Western world dominance. That's all that is. Because there's no international order when you're bombing nations at a whim, robbing nations of resources, right? Exploiting people and holding people at the barrel of an economic gun to disobey what you say. And think about the arrogance of these nations in the West. I just want you to think about this. They pass laws, and if you don't obey the law from another nation, if the government of China or the government of Russia or the government of Venezuela or the government of Thailand says we're going to go this way and we're going to trade with Iran, or we're going to trade with, because America is mad with Iran or mad with Pakistan, because America may be mad with Venezuela, we'll sanction you because it's against U.S. law to do that. Well, these people are not U.S. citizens. That is not a U.S. territory, right? So they are not bound by U.S. law. But see, this is another thing. I mean, it's hard to just go through this without breaking down the numbers, but I got to go. I got to keep going, okay? All right. So we'll take this off the screen. Let's look at this stuff. I'm going to bring something to you. I'm going to try to speed it up a little bit because I have some things to do. So bear with me. I'm getting ready to bring something else up to the screen. Okay. So all of this on the back of this, do you see this right here on the screen? If you would read that right here, if you can read that right there, it talks about China has by far the largest foreign currency reserves with over 2.5 times more than the second largest reserve holder, Japan, right? When China and Hong Kong reserves are considered together, the total is almost $4 trillion. Dollars, think about that. That's $3.87 trillion. It says Asian nations dominate foreign currency reserves, right? Accounting for six. Now, why is that important? Because Asian, the organization, the ASEAN, the acronym for these nations joining together, is a body of Asian nations that do political consulting together, and they also do trade. And they also trade with China. China is their largest trading partner. And guess what currency that they prefer now to trade in? The Chinese yuan. So this is, but, and remember, Asian, A-S-E-A-N, not A-S-I-A-N, not Asians, but Asian, the organization. They are the largest trading bloc outside of Africa in the entire world. The largest. So look at this. These are trading blocks that you should look for. The European Union. Who is the European Union largest trading partner? You say America. I say you're wrong. It's China. Who is Asian largest trading partner? China. Who is Asia? A-S-I-A. Asia. Who is Asia's largest trading partner? China. Not America. Who is Australia's largest trading partner? China, not America. Who is Africa's largest trading partner? Huh? China, not America. Who is the Middle East largest trading partner? Think about that one. Who is South America's largest trading partner? So with this said, you see China displacing America in trade, and with trade comes economic clout. With economic clout comes political clout. With that is followed by military clout. Do you understand? So it's official. We, quote unquote, America, are no longer number one. We are not. So you see that. You see that for yourself. Now let's go to something else. I'm trying to get these ducks in a row so that you'll see them yourself. All right? Look at here. We'll go back up here. Oh, man, I know it's longer than what I wanted it to be, but pay close attention. Look at this. Who's the largest lender to the world? Huh? Now, these are statistics from May 20, 2016, right? It's China. So we have China, also the world's largest lender. Huh? Do you see this? There's a pattern here. So we have that. I'm trying to speed it up for you all, okay? So let's go back to something else. Let's bring it to the screen. Which country is the largest exporter of goods in the world? It's China, right? Once again, you see it right here, okay? Now, with that being said, do you see how China is usurping Western power and usurping American economic and political dominance? And America now feels threatened that China now has the largest Navy in the world. And they're building ships at a rate that the U.S. could only dream of. Dream of. And China now has the most powerful destroyer in the world. You remember, it used to be the United States, right? But China surpassed that. They have a destroyer that can see over the horizon and shoot a missile, I believe it's either 200 or 400 kilometers or miles, when America's longest is about 80 to 100. This is China. This is by no coincidence this is happening. So we're giving you the rundown. If you think that's it, I got something else for you, okay? So bear with me. I know we're trying to get this done. We're trying to get it done real quick. So bear with me. I'm bringing something else up to the screen. So with that being said, what are the 10 largest banks in the world? We'll start from number 10. You see it here, right? I'm sure it's on your screen. Yeah, you'll see it right there. So I'll be scrolling up. And I'm not looking at the same screen you're looking at this moment, but I'll be scrolling up so it should scroll up for you. Wells Fargo is number 10. This is a, right? So that should put happiness and pride in America. Bank of America is number 9, right? BPN Paribas is number 8, right? I think that's a consortium of France, Italy, Belgium, and Luxembourg. I believe that bank right there. Number 7, SBC Holdings PLC, right? Number 6, whoa, JP Morgan and Chase. Now look, let us look at the top 5. So we're looking at all 10, the largest banks in the world. They all used to be U.S. and Western banks. But now we have reached the top 5. Number 5, Bank of China. Number 4, Mitsubishi, which is a Japanese company. A Japanese bank. Number 3, the Agricultural Bank of China. Number 2, China Construction Bank Corporation. And number 1, drum roll please, Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. 4 of the top 10 banks in the world are Chinese. 4 out of the top 5 banks in the world are now Chinese. Do you see there's a huge change economically and politically underway? Now, we're going to wrap this up a little bit. Okay, we're going to wrap this up a little bit. I'm going to bring something to you. We'll take this off the screen, and I'm going to bring something to you. And this was released October the 13th. Don't get mad at me. I'm giving you the information that was released. Okay? Now, I did this purposely so that you would not see the heading of the article. Okay? But I am going to reveal the heading of the article. But something you should be looking at in this article. The main picture here is the 100 yuan. This is the currency of China, the yuan or the renminbi, right? So this should tell you who is number one right here. So we're going to go into this a little bit, and then we'll wrap up. We'll wrap up. Okay? Saving this for you all. The headline of this, I know you see it now, don't you? China is now the world's largest economy. We shouldn't be shocked. You shouldn't be. I have led you up to this moment by videos, right? By articles, and now by this article, which is a recent article. And we are not just talking about purchasing power parity in this article. We were talking about purchasing power parity in those videos and then the previous articles that led up to this article. But this article comes to you by way of the national interest. And by no way can you say this is pro-Chinese or pro-Eastern. It reads like this. China has now displaced. You know what the word displaced means? Huh? Let's find the meaning of displaced. We'll do it on Google. The word displaced means to take over the place, to take over the position, to take over the role of someone or something. Right? We'll come back to the article. I'm going to bring up this because I want you to see it for yourself. I have to prove this before we go off the air. Listen to this. Displace is a verb. It says to take over the place, to take over the position or role of someone or something, to replace, to take the place of, to supplant, to oust, cause something to move from its proper or usual place. To dislodge, dislocate, upset, unsettle, move, shift, or relocate. Force someone to leave their home, typically because of war, persecution, or natural disaster. So let's go back to this article, okay? Now that you have an understanding of that word displaced, the article itself would mean so much more now that you understand the word displaced, okay? So we'll read this again. China has now displaced the U.S. to become the largest economy in the world, measured by the more refined yardstick that both the IMF and CIA. So this is not a Eastern hit job to displace or remove America from this position. This is the measurements or the barometer from which the IMF and the CIA judges. China has now displaced the U.S. to become the largest economy in the world, measured by the more refined yardstick that both the IMF and CIA now judge to be the single best metric for comparing national economies. The IMF report shows that China's economy is 1/6 larger than America's, meaning that it is $24.2 trillion versus the United States' $20.8 trillion. And then it asks the question, why can't we admit reality? What does this mean? Well, this is something, isn't it? This is something. You can no longer say that America's number one. You can no longer say that. And remember, there was an article saying that America may lose her whole economy this year. He may go in meltdown mode for $16 trillion in debt. Right? Matter of fact, I'll bring this up since you don't believe. I'll bring this up and we'll close out just after I bring this up and then bring the article back up, okay? We'll share this. So don't be mad at me. I just want you to understand where we are. Listen to this. And look at this article here, okay? Do you see the headline? Because I do. And the headline says, the $16 trillion bug. This is by RT. Pandemic could cost U.S. economy its entire annual output, right? Well, I thought the U.S. economy was $20 trillion. But this article says it's the output of the U.S. economy is $16 trillion. And even if we say the U.S. economy is $20 trillion, $20.8 trillion, minus $16 trillion, right? What does that give us? $4.8 trillion just nudging it right above India. Do you understand? The magnitude of what is being said? Listen to this article. The U.S. economy may lose a whopping $16 trillion due to the devastating impact of the COVID-19 outbreak, both in output and people's lives. New research has found. Stop right there. This was coming regardless. The pandemic is just something that they could use to blame the collapse of the American economy. Yes, it has something to do with it, but it was collapsing anyhow. Right? The debt, the deficit, it's out of this world and into another galaxy. If you were to stack America's debt dollar by dollar, it probably would reach Pluto to show you just how much debt she has. She has more debt, and we're not even talking about the derivative market. She has more debt than any nation ever in the history of the world. So we can truthfully say, when we go back to this, as I clip this out and bring this in, we can truthfully say that America's number one no more. She is no more number one, especially with this here, right? And it says, this week, not last week, not last year, not 2015, not 2014, this week, what week? The week of what we're talking about right now, from October 13th up into October 20th. This week, the IMF presented its 2020 World Economic Outlook, providing an overview of the global economy and the challenges ahead. The most inconvenient fact in the report is one Americans don't want to hear, and even when they read it, refuse to accept. China has now displaced the U.S. to become the largest economy in the world, measured by the more refined yardstick that both the IMF and CIA now judge to be the single best metric for comparing national economies. The IMF report shows that China's economy is 1/6 larger than America's, being $24.2 trillion versus the U.S.'s $20.2 trillion. So, what does that say? In a nutshell, it says that it is now official that America is no longer number one. On that note, we close out. Remember that I love you, but remember this more, that God, he will always love you best. I salute you all.